like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Helmut Kremling.
And this is It's Movie Time. Helmut, the film is Rush, and the director is Ron Howard. You have some connection with your German background.
Fan of Formula One, as a result of having been in the service in the 60s, U.S. Armed Forces, I and a few friends of mine went up to the Nürburgring and actually saw a race. The hype for this film has been enormous.
He directed Frost Nixon, which I loved, a completely different kind of movie, but then Apollo 13, which may get closer to the kind of excitement he generates here in Rush. I am just as interested in Ron Howard as director as I am in the subject matter of the film. But as far as I'm concerned, Helmut, this is a marvelously exciting movie that introduces me to Formula One racing and to two iconic members of that scenario back in the 70s, James Hunt and Niki Lauda. Hunt played by Chris Hemsworth and Lauda played by Daniel Brühl.
Right. I'm glad I crossed out the word iconic in my comments because you just used it.
Well, the radio show is a bit cheesier than my written.
as we'll find out, these two are not doppelganger, one of your other favorite words. Yeah.
Well, it is arguably the most dangerous sport in the world. You're going almost 200 miles an hour in a relatively small machine with gasoline all around you. James Hunt, who was the real glamour boy of the duo. That is, they were rivals, and the film makes a very fine point about how they're helping each other in being enemies. They helped each other to be better. The fact that they were so near death was an important element of the excitement.
Niki Lauda figure is somewhat more introspective, somewhat more careful. He's a mechanical genius. He works with his crew to improve the aerodynamics of his machine.
Yes.
Whereas Hunt is looking for a faster drive.
Yes.
Which fits his personality. They share a big ego and determination, but in every other respect, they're very different.
Go right back to Frost Nixon.
Right.
There's that same dynamic. Two completely different people who are doing something grand for each other. This is less about Formula One racing than it is about competition and about putting oneself on the line for one's craft. Both of them do. And I really like your description of Niki Lauda. He is very Apollonian, cerebral, serene, and Hunt is much more the Dionysian pleasure seeker.
Hunt dies in his early 40s. The composer, Hans Zimmer, was an extraordinary, also German film composer. The score is really quite effective.
My big disappointment in this film is that there wasn't more of the interaction between those two. Whenever they talked to each other, it was startling.
Yes, sparks were in the air when they talked.
Yes. But on the other hand, they didn't labor it with wives and lovers who were so concerned about the danger. Howard seemed to back away from that usual trope in most of these movies, which is the woman is always waiting on the side and always wringing her hands because her man may come.
You know, surprisingly, there were some amusing episodes in this very serious film. The hunky Hunt enters a hospital suffering from injuries caused by a fight with a fellow racer. He had apparently had an affair with the fellow racer's wife.
Yes.
He comes into the hospital very upbeat and says, "I am Hunt, James Hunt."
Yes, I heard
whom
that.
Whom do you think of there?
Right. And all of the nurses are standing around starstruck. And he says, "Hey, well, haven't you ever seen blood before?"
Right.
So it's a very good stuff. Excellent, yes. It sets the scene for his braggadocio and his just his physical presence alone. I am going to award this film an A-. And that minus exists only because I wanted more of those two together.
I'm almost disappointed that you gave it an A-, but before I give it a grade, I do want to say that I think you invited me to be your partner today because of my accent. In preparing these notes, the film actually increased in my esteem, and my initial B+ that I was going to give this film has been raised to an A- as well.
Wonderful.
So we agree. As a matter of fact, I would nominate Daniel Brühl for a Best Supporting Actor award.
And I agree with you. And I would say, Helmut, we have missed our chance. I'm not going to miss the chance. Let's hope our audience will rush to see this film.
Right. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.